Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord.
touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Shadow of a presence you can abide, and like Ezekiel with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide, and like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley.
Lord, I wanna know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know my truth. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Oh Lord, my lips are to
better than I know.
Please, Lord,
teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I want to know you.
Lord, I want to know you
better.
Better than I know.
Teach me, Lord,
teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I want to know you.
Keep on going, drawing, I will come.
We've been hearing things all around the world. We hear things, preachers, and things all around the world. But we want to hear you. We want to have an experiential knowledge of you, Jesus.
So keep on drawing me till I come for keep on drawing me till I come.
You are all that matters. You are all. There is nothing like your presence, Jesus. There's nothing like the atmosphere of heaven filling a building on the earth.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory, glory to the Bright and Morning Star. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to do some morning decrees. My voice shall I hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Psalm 5, verse 3. Each new day is a gift. As we wake up, we have the opportunity to honor God with our worship, our prayers, and our thanksgiving. The Bible says, "So decree a thing, and it shall be established." Job 22:28. According to Webster's Online Dictionary, decree means an order, usually having the force of a law, a judicial decision of the emperor, a religious ordinance enacted by council, a titular head, or foreordaining will. These definitions provide insight into the governmental authority that resides in our profession. As we declare the word of the Lord over our days, we are setting kingdom's plans and orders into motion. We are serving notice on the powers of hell that they are rendered null and void. Our prayers and decrees unlock realms of power and authority. It is imperative that we begin our day with the decree of the Lord on our lips. We have the power of life and death in our tongues. We can bring great peace and blessing into our homes, family, work environment by rightly beginning our day in prayer. As we enter into prayer, we are giving God the first fruit of our day. Jesus loved to seek the Father early in the morning. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Mark 1:35. Even in the midst of breathtaking miracles, Jesus departed from the crowd of people to spend time with the Father. He wanted to get his instructions straight from his Father. There is power in seeking the Lord at the head of your day. Many people are busy and preoccupied with various responsibilities. Some are overwhelmed with all the activities of life. They may feel as though they do not have the adequate time to begin their day in the presence of the Lord. This is one of the reasons that we come together in I Am That I Am. We start our prayers actually at 3 a.m. in the morning. By this time, we've been praying before that time. We start on the radio at 3 a.m. Most of the time, we up at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., my husband and myself, and praying and interceding for you all. That's why it's good to come on time, because I want you all to know that we've been praying. We've been praying since 1, 2 o'clock. So when you come on time, come at 5, and so we can go through the prayer service and stuff. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's a good thing to start your day in the presence of the Lord. Do not let the enemy talk you out of taking your place as a priest and king. Get your directions in the glory of Almighty God. Assume your rightful place in prayer and launch each day with decree that access kingdom power and promises. Now let us go into prayers. Lord, I love your word. It is my meditation all day. Lord, I love your word. It is my meditation all day. Psalm 119, verse 97. Let my meditation, it's for you to say after me. Lord, I love your word. It is my meditation all day. Let my meditation be pleasing to you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Today, I apply my heart to wisdom by meditating in your word. Please repeat after me. Today, I apply my heart to wisdom in meditating your word in the name of Jesus. I rejoice in your word as one that finds great spoil. Your word is the joy and rejoicing of my heart. In Jesus' name, today I delight greatly in your word. I will make my way prosperous and have good success. I will be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. And whatever I do, I will prosper. In the name of Jesus, today I will access your wisdom and gain understanding by meditating in your word. I will not let your word depart from my eyes. I will keep them in the midst of my heart in the name of Jesus. Let every plot and plan of the enemy against my life be confronted and brought to naught in the name of Jesus. Let every plot and plan of the enemy against my husband's life and my children, my grandchildren's life be confronted and brought to naught in the name of Jesus. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. Psalm 37, verse 12. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Matthew 12, 14. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his tongue. Matthew 22, verse 15. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Mark 3, 6. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and saw how they might destroy him, for they fear him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. Mark 11, verse 18. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. Luke 19, 47. When the morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Hallelujah. So we know that the enemy always seek to destroy us. Hallelujah. I gave you some scriptures where they try to destroy Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let us do our morning confession. Confession. My mind is rested. In the name of Jesus, please repeat after me. My mind is reset in the name of Jesus. My mind is sharp in the name of Jesus. My thinking is not dull in the name of Jesus. I have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. I possess genius in the name of Jesus. My mind thinks clearly today in the name of Jesus. I will not be confused in the name of Jesus. I am single-minded and focused in the name of Jesus. I am decisive in the name of Jesus. I have a ready mind in the name of Jesus. I have a pure mind in the name of Jesus. I have a peaceful mind in the name of Jesus. I have a willing mind in the name of Jesus. I do not worry in the name of Jesus. I am not anxious in the name of Jesus. I'm in my right mind in the name of Jesus. I have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. God's laws are in my mind in the name of Jesus. My mind is renewed in the name of Jesus. I think godly thoughts in the name of Jesus. I gird up the loins of my mind in the name of Jesus. My mind stays on the Lord in the name of Jesus. My mind is kept by the Lord in the name of Jesus. I am spiritually minded in the name of Jesus. I mind the things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. My mind is not controlled by my flesh in the name of Jesus. My mind is not puffed up in the name of Jesus. I walk with humbleness of mind in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us continue in our confession. Please repeat after me. I do not think vain thoughts in the name of Jesus. I think soberly in the name of Jesus. I think creatively in the name of Jesus. I've inspired thoughts in the name of Jesus. My brain functions at optimal levels in the name of Jesus. Every part of my brain functions properly in the name of Jesus. Blood flows from my brain properly in the name of Jesus. My mind will not be blocked in the name of Jesus. My mind will not be tormented in the name of Jesus. I have a good memory in the name of Jesus. My thoughts are established in the name of Jesus. My mind is anointed in the name of Jesus. I have the spirit of knowledge in the name of Jesus. I have the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus. I have the spirit of understanding in the name of Jesus. My meditation will be sweet in the name of Jesus. I have a wealthy mentality in the name of Jesus. My mind prospers in the name of Jesus. I do not have a poverty mentality in the name of Jesus. I have a prosperity mentality in the name of Jesus. My mind will not doubt in the name of Jesus. And in his delight is the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1 verse 2 in Jesus' name. I declare that my day is blessed. Please repeat. I confess that my mind is at peace and my spirit at rest in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I delight in you in the name of Jesus. You have blessed me with this day, and I declare that I will meditate on your word in the name of Jesus. Your word is ministering life to me in the name of Jesus. Your word is ministering strength to me in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word revealing in my life today in Jesus' name. You will be like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruits in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. Psalm 1, verse 3. Father, I thank you that I am planted in the name of Jesus. I am established in your plans in the name of Jesus, in your precepts in the name of Jesus, and in your ways in the name of Jesus. I confess that I am led by your spirit today, and I am fully focused on your plans in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be distracted in the name of Jesus. I am not double-minded in the name of Jesus. I confess that I have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I am prosperous in the name of Jesus. I walk in your abundance in the name of Jesus. I have God ideas that bring increase into my life in the name of Jesus. I walk in favor in Jesus' name. You got to speak. Open your mouth and speak it. It's for you. Prosperity is mine in the name of Jesus. I praise you and thank you that my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. And it's filled with your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 1, verse 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit at the seat of the scoffers. Psalm 1, verse 1. Thank you, Lord, of wise counsel in my life today. Please open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Lord, for wise counsel in my life today. I confess that you bring the right people into my life and remove the wrong ones in the name of Jesus. I say that I am not aligned with the wrong people in Jesus' name. I decree that I obey you in my relationships and I heed wise counsel in the name of Jesus. I listen to your voice and I properly discern the relationships in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for right alignments today in the name of Jesus. I will give thanks and praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart and will glorify your name forever and forevermore. For great is your loving kindness and graciousness towards me. And you have rescued my life from the depths of Sheol, from death. Psalm 86, 12 to 13. I gave you thanks this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are so good to me, Lord. Thank you for the love and grace that is brand new every morning. Lord, I thank you for your love and grace that is brand new every morning in the name of Jesus. I start this day in praise, in adoration, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your kindness in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that my heart is established and fixed in you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for rescuing me from the grips of hell in the name of Jesus. I decree that I am fully aware of your goodness in my life today in the name of Jesus. I decree that I am surrounded by your love and mercy today in the name of Jesus. I decree that I will show love to others today in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your abundant love in my life in the name of Jesus. I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 60, verse 8. Father, I put you first today. Pray in the name of Jesus. I decree that you are the Lord of my life in the name of Jesus. You rule and reign in every area in the name of Jesus. I boldly confess that I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. I will not be moved out of my destiny in the name of Jesus. I will not be moved away from my promise in the name of Jesus. I will not move outside of my purpose in the name of Jesus. I will not bend a bow to the lies and attacks of hell in the name of Jesus. My faith is fixed and immovable in the name of Jesus. I confess that none of these things move me. I am firmly planted in your will, Lord. I am established in your plans in the name of Jesus, that I will keep him in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Isaiah 36, verse 3. Father, I thank you that I walk in supernatural peace today. I am not affected by the lies, the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. My mind is fixed upon you, Jesus. I meditate on your word, Jesus. I choose to think on good things. I have said that I am surrounded by your peace. My emotions are at peace. I confess your supernatural shalom over every area of my life today in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and it shall not see when it cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from the yielding fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on this day in the name of Jesus. I say that I'm trusting you in every area of my life. I acknowledge you as provider, protector, and deliverer in the name of Jesus. I confess that my steps are ordained by you, and I walk in your perfect will today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I am planted by your rivers in the name of Jesus. I loose rivers of joy and refreshing over my life today. I loose rivers of joy and refreshing over my life today. I loose rivers of healing and wisdom in the name of Jesus. I said that I am not moved by the plans, lies, or attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, that I am fruitful in all that I do because I follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from in the midst. Exodus 23, verse 25. Lord, I thank you that I walk in divine health. Please repeat after me. Open your mouth. Lord, I thank you that I walk in divine health. I decree strength, life, and health over my body today in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have delivered me from the power of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. I claim divine healing over my body in the name of Jesus. I call every blood vessel healed in the name of Jesus. Every bone strong and healthy, I speak to my joints and say they are normal in the name of Jesus. I bind and resist all bone diseases in the name of Jesus. According to your word, I'm healed of the Lord. I am healed in the Lord in the name of Jesus. I am in the healed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I speak to the systems of my body and call them normal in the name of Jesus. I claim divine health and your healing power today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you have also called in, you are called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Thank you, Lord, for divine peace in my life today in the name of Jesus. I claim Colossians 3:15 and say that your peace is ruling in my mind, in my heart, and in my emotions in the name of Jesus. I command my emotions to line up with the holy word of God in the name of Jesus. I say that I'm fearful. I am not fearful. I say that I'm not fearful or anxious in the name of Jesus. I decree peace over my day today in the name of Jesus. I decree peace over my home and family in the name of Jesus. I rebuke strife, tension, stress, and division in the name of Jesus. I cover my day with the power of the blood of the blood of Jesus and command supernatural peace to be upon me today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews 12:14-15. Follow peace of all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Look it diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hebrews 12:14-15. Father, I come before you today in the name of Jesus. I ask you to purify my heart in your presence. I am claiming these verses in Hebrews that I walk in peace with others. I am not contentious of or easily offended in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I have grace and mercy towards others. I pray for a greater revelation of your love concerning others. Let me see them through your eyes. Let me be a blessing to those that I come in contact with today in the name of Jesus. I refuse bitterness. Father, purify my heart today. I resist and cast off all jealousy, strife, envy, and hate, and bitterness. I pray that you create in me a clean heart today in the name of Jesus. Wash me in your love. I thank you that I walk in love with others in the name of Jesus. Lord, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for divine strength today in the name of Jesus. I claim strength in my body, strength in my mind, strength in my purpose in the name of Jesus. I confess that I am strong and not weak in Jesus' name. Thank you that this day is already blessed and covered in your peace. I claim supernatural and extraordinary peace today in the name of Jesus. I walk in peace. My day is covered in peace. I carry peace with me. I carry peace with me. I declare shalom over this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. Before the sons of men, thou shalt keep them, hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Psalm 31:19-21. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness in my life today. I praise you and magnify you because you have been so good to me in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, thank you that I can trust you, Lord. I put all my faith, trust, and covenant in you and in your plans for me, in Jesus' name. I believe that this day is already established by you, and I will walk in your perfect will for my life today. Thank you that I am hidden in your presence. I am covered by your glory today. I am not affected by strife from others, but I am consumed by your love. Thank you that you are making me, my family, my life, my ministry, your strong city. I claim your protection over me today in Jesus' name. Amen. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all the nations of the earth. Deuteronomy 28:1. Lord, I thank you for the power of divine promotion over my life today. I say that I am led by the Holy Spirit and follow your plans for my life. I see that I abide in your will as I walk with you. I thank you that you are setting me on high. You are promoting me and elevating me according to your word. I claim supernatural favor and acceleration over my life. I claim divine open doors and miracles of favor hidden every area of my life in the name of Jesus. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of thy Lord thy God, to Deuteronomy 28:2. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your blessings upon my life today. I stand on your word and say that the blessings are literally overtaking me. I thank you for tremendous blessings. I thank you for mega blessings. I thank you for infallible blessings in Jesus' name. Thank you that I follow you and my steps are ordered by you. I walk in abundance. I walk in favor. I walk in breakthrough today in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of the ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall thy basket, shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be when thou cometh in, and blessed shall be when thou goeth up, to the Deuteronomy 28:3-6. I say that I bless coming and going today, according to your word. Everywhere that I go, the blessings is upon me and overtaking me. I hope you're confessing these words along with me. You got to open your mouth and speak it for yourself. My mind is blessed. My womb is blessed. My family is blessed. My body is blessed with healing and health. I say that I am blessed in the marketplace. And I walk in uncommon favor on my job. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord shall cause thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou setteth thy hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 28:7-8. Thank you, Lord, that I am covered and protected by you. You are causing my enemies to be scattered. I claim protection over my life in every area today. I claim protection over the life of myself, my husband, my children, my grandchildren, in every area of our lives today in Jesus' name. I say that the enemies that rise and come at us one way shall scatter seven ways. I release the power of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Father, that I am covered and protected from every evil spirit, every witch, every warlock, every lie, and every evil plan. I am supernaturally led, directed, and protected today. Thank you that everything I set my hand is to do is blessed. I claim uncommon ideas and favor upon my life today. Thank you that my storehouse is blessed. I release the power of divine increase over my life in the name of Jesus. I have more than enough to pay every bill and meet every need in the name of Jesus. I declare abundant and uncommon resources in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for lands and ownership in my life. I release the spirit of dominion in the area of ownership. I say that your hand is working, your glory is moving, and your blessing is flowing in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. The mouth of the righteous and his tongue talker of judgment. The law of God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. Psalm 37:30-1. Father, I thank you. that I speak of the tongue of the wise today. I claim that I walk in divine wisdom throughout this day. I say that I make wise decisions. I say that I make wise moves. I say that your supernatural wisdom flows in every area of my life. I ask you, Lord, to fill my mouth with wisdom. I pray for words of life and grace to spring forth from my lips in the name of Jesus. Thank you that my steps are established and they do not slide away or outside of God's divine plan of purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find knowledge of witty inventions. Proverbs 8:12. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom in my life. I claim divine wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural understanding and witty inventions. I decree that I walk in uncommon wisdom in my life today in the name of Jesus. I claim the mind of Christ and God ideas in my life in the name of Jesus. I decree uncommon understanding. Thank you, Father, for your insight in Jesus' name. He sent his word and healed and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 107:20. Father, I'm asking you to reveal your glory to me, in me, and through me, according to Exodus 33:18. I want to stand in the midst of the cloud of your presence. I thank you, Lord, and you send your word to heal my disease. According to Psalm 107:20, I speak to every tissue, cell, muscle, fiber, organ, and gland in my body, and I say, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I release the glory of God from inside out. I call my bones strong and healthy. I call every organ in my body healed and whole. I decree and declare healing glory in my body. The quickening power of the Holy Spirit is released in every part of my body. Disease and affliction, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. I release healing glory. Lord, I worship you now and ask for a rich flow of your healing glory today in every area of my life. I confess that I am strong and not weak. I am healed and not sick. My God, satisfy me with long life. I release the strength of the Lord over my body right now in the name of Jesus. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. That what it is the Lord, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your courage take heart. Wait for the Lord, Psalm 27, verse 14. Thank you, Lord, and I'm strong today in the power of your might. I decree supernatural strength in my body and in my mind, in the name of Jesus. I say that your courage is upon me, in the name of Jesus. I make bold kingdom decisions, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your presence with me everywhere I go. In Jesus' name, amen. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13, I release your ability over my life today. I'm not walking in my own power or strength, but I'm walking in the power, in your power, Almighty God, your wisdom and authority. The greater one is living in me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, in Jesus' name. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Psalm 16, verse 8. I say that I am not shaken. The power of the enemy does not move me because the Lord is my defender and protector. I decree wisdom and protection over this day in the name of Jesus. May the Lord, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound. Romans 15:13. I decree that I'm filled with all joy and peace. Lord, I believe you for the plan in my life. I thank you, Lord, for your power working in every facet of my day after day. I look for your power in my day. I look for your anointing in my life. I look for your favor in my life. I look for your breakthrough in my life. I thank you for your hope and joy in every area of my life in the name of Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. Lord, I set my eyes upon you today. I choose not to look at my circumstances or negative situation. I know that if you promise it, you will bring it to completion. I know that you are behind these scenes working, and I set my eyes on you in all your glory. I cover this day in your peace and provision in the name of Jesus. Let us close. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Seek the Lord. Seek his face continually. The sacrifice of the Lord is the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Proverbs 15:8. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be counted as incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. Set a guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. To not incline my heart to do any evil thing. To practice deeds of wickedness with men who do iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous smite me in kindness and reprove me. It is all upon my head. Do not let my head refuse it. For still my prayer is against their wicked deeds. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock. And they hear my words, but they are pleasant. As for when one plows and breaks open the earth, our bones have been scattered in the mouth of Sheol. For my eyes are toward you. O Lord thy God, in you I take refuge. Do not leave me defenseless. Keep me from the jaws of the trap they have set for me, and from the snares of those who do iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. Psalm 141. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We seal these declarations in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As we have commanded your morning, have a wonderful and blessed Sunday morning, Sunday day, this Sunday. Be blessed, be encouraged. We love you. God bless you. Thank you.